During the work session at the beginning of the Pocahontas County Board of Education's August 21st meeting, Dr. Howard O'Call, the Executive Director of the West Virginia School Board Association, presented information to the board about what will replace the RESAs, or Regional Educational Service Agencies. This year, the West Virginia Legislature passed House Bill 2711, which requires the establishment of 4 County Superintendents Advisory Councils. Pocahontas County will be in quadrant number 1, along with Braxton, Fayette, Greenbrier, McDowell, Mercer, Monroe, Nicholas, Raleigh, Summers, Webster, and Wyoming counties. The sole purpose for these advisory councils are to promote collaboration among counties and to interface with the State Board of Education about issues. The law also authorizes local school boards to establish formal educational services cooperatives, or ESCs, with other local school boards to economically provide the administrative and academic support services which were previously provided by the RESAs. In addition, it authorized local school boards to enter into less formal cooperative agreements with other school boards to assist each other by sharing the services of educational specialists, support functions, or other academic study services. The law does not require that local boards enter into either ESCs or those cooperative agreements, but provides them with the option of doing so. This could enable several school districts to share the expenses of continuing to provide educational and administrative support services that were previously provided by the RESAs. O'Call said that cooperating school boards could also share the cost of hiring an educational specialist to provide services to each cooperating school board. The School Board Association is still working on developing templates to formalize the procedures to establish and run the ESCs and cooperatives. Michelle Jeffers spoke to the board under the delegation portion of the meeting, asking for clarification about the status of the sprinkler and fire alarm systems at Greenbank Elementary Middle and at Marlington Elementary School. She said that the fire marshal's recent report seemed to indicate those systems are in better shape than, quote, the public has been led to believe, unquote. Jay Miller also addressed the board and said that information he has received has led him to believe that there is no requirement that the $180,000 in insurance claim money the board has accumulated from floods and fires at the school board office must be spent on repairing or replacing the school board offices. Therefore, Miller says, that money can and should be used to fix problems at Greenbank Elementary Middle and Marlington Elementary instead of purchasing a new board office. The board did not address or answer either of these delegates' questions due to those issues not being on the agenda for this meeting. Hunter Tankersley, the student representative, reported that the students at PCHS had the opportunity to view the solar eclipse at the observatory, and the new 7-period class schedule seems to be working at PCHS. They approved Stephanie Burns and Jenny Friel as volunteer cheerleading coaches at Marlington Middle School and approved a professional and service personnel agenda, which may be found on our website with this story. During the matters of the board part of the meeting, member Jamie Walker asked about the status of the litigation the board has with the state over funds the state admittedly shorted Pocahontas County schools over the last several years. He was told it remains pending. The board meeting ended with Joe Walker asking for an executive session to discuss property matters. Following the adjournment of the meeting, I asked Joe Walker which provision of the Open Meetings Act allows for an executive session for property matters, and he clarified that it is covered under the commercial competition justification since they were discussing a still pending property purchase. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.